Good morning. Welcome to the house of the Lord on this Sunday morning, a week before Palm Sunday. So next Sunday begins Holy Week, where there's a week of worship and a week of realizing once again God's great love for us in his son Jesus Christ. So welcome to you all to this time this morning. Please look over page 5 in your bulletin and the various announcements that are listed there. Remember that next Sunday, as Palm Sunday, we have a special Sunday for having Ryan Volkman, candidate for Pastor of Music and Worship, with us. There will be a meet and greet down in the gym at 5 p.m. on Saturday, where you can come hopefully between 5 and 7 to either meet him then, or on Sunday morning he will be helping to lead worship and preaching at both 8 and 10:30. And in the hour in between at 9:15, there will be a second meet and greet down in the gym. So please come and meet him. Be here for the meeting that will begin after the 8 o'clock service. Once that business is done, that meeting will be recessed and then reopened following the 10:30 service. As a part of that weekend, we are having a vocal ensemble gather, and so if there are singers that have not heard about that, and if you sing, great. If you don't sing and you still want to be in the vocal ensemble, maybe they'll even let me in. But there is music back on a table in the narthex, and the first practice is this Wednesday, April 6th at 8 p.m. The mission of month is Growing Hope Globally, and I want to share with you what the impact is on people's lives. This is from a testimony from Steve Witt, who is a farmer in Iowa. I farm in Clinton County, Iowa, and have been a part of Growing Hope Globally since 2005. A few years ago, I had the opportunity to travel to the Dominican Republic and see firsthand the impact we're making with the support our growing project donates. Meeting Juan was so inspiring. In a few years, he went from being dependent upon food aid to being able to sell corn to the same feeding program. He didn't need a tractor. He just needed training and planting in rows, working with mulching and trying new planting densities. It changed his life. While being a part of this organization changed mine. Please join me in supporting Growing Hope Globally. And then from a man in Mexico, he shares this testimony. I live in the small village of Llano Alto. It is a hot and arid place, so farming has always been a real challenge. We only receive drinking water once a week, so there isn't water available for irrigating crops. I give thanks to the program because they helped me change my mentality and encourage me to experiment with new crops like herbs and ground nuts that need less water and have a better price at market. After 8 months, I was convinced and focused all of my efforts on growing crops to sell in town. We're doing so well now that we were able to build a nice home for our family with cement walls and floors and a good roof. The 2022 Growing Hope Globally local growing project will consist of 8 acres of corn on the corner of State Route 34 and Williams County Road 2275. The ground is owned by Norma Fish and Larry and Shirley Stuckey. Rusty and Sue Goble are the local project managers, and Rusty and Lucas Goble farm the ground. No rent is charged for those 8 acres, and the inputs are donated so that the harvested crop is 100% sold at the elevator, and the profit goes directly to Growing Hope Globally. The 2021 soybean project raised $12,870 for Growing Hope Globally. The local growing project is a cooperative effort of the Church of the United Brethren in Stryker, First Lutheran Church in Stryker, and St. John's. As our April mission of month, donations to Growing Hope Globally will go towards assisting with the planting, the tending, and the harvesting of the crop. Now let us begin our time of worship together.
As you will hear in a little bit, Psalm 51 we read. But Psalm 51 verse 10 says, "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me." Create, causing something to happen. Renew, begin again. In the psalm, it's asking God to create, renew, and restore our relationship with him. Please join us in our call to worship. Create in me a clean heart as you choose.
Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me.
Psalm 51 was written when the prophet Nathan came to him after David had committed adultery with Bathsheba. Psalm 51, verses 1 to 10. Have mercy on me, O God, according to your unfailing love, according to your great compassion, blot out my transgressions. Wash away all my iniquity and cleanse me from my sin. For I know my transgressions, and my sin is always before me. Against you, you only, have I sinned and done what is evil in your sight, so that you are proved right when you speak and justified when you judge. Surely I was sinful at birth, sinful from the time my mother conceived me. Surely you desire truth in the inner parts. You teach me wisdom in the inmost place. Cleanse me with hyssop, and I will be clean. Wash me, and I will be whiter than snow. Let me hear joy and gladness. Let the bones you have crushed rejoice. Hide your face from my sins and blot out all my iniquity. Create in me a pure heart, O God, and renew a steadfast spirit within me. Let us pray together. O great and mighty and awesome God, you who have always been, you who have created us, we come to you now. When we are lost in our sin, we come to you for salvation. And when we stumble and fall, we come to you for forgiveness. Lord, when times are difficult, we are confused, the situation around us we don't understand, we come to you for answers, for comfort and peace. And Father, when we have great things happening around us, we come to you with joy and share in the rejoicing. And Lord, this morning we come to you to worship you, to praise you, to fellowship with each other, and to know more about you. Speak to us, speak to our hearts. Be with us with your Spirit this hour. In Jesus' name, amen.
In Luke 15, verse 2, Pastor Eric will be sharing about the parable of the lost sheep. Wrong song. Let me take that back. Let me read what's written. Luke 15, verse 2. The Pharisees and the teachers of the law said that this man welcomes sinners and eats with them. Jesus came to seek the lost, and we are all invited to come to his table. We are all welcomed. We just need to be open to receiving his invitation. I invite you to stand as we sing Come to the Table. So, it seems reckless that a shepherd would leave his flock to go find his one lost sheep, but that is just like Jesus to come looking and to rescue and to bring us all back into his fold. Join us in reckless love.
In a time of prayer this morning, we will share together in the Lenten unison prayer, and then that will flow right into the pastoral prayer and the Lord's Prayer. Let us bow together before the Lord. God, most compassionate and merciful, we thank you that you have come to us in Jesus the Christ, whose disciples we are. Make us strong in your strength. Make us wise in your wisdom. and make us gentle in your compassion. May we be signs of the unity you seek to accomplish through the cross of Jesus Christ, that your name may be glorified in all the earth. Yes, O Lord, we come to praise you. You have indeed invited us to the table, and not just us. You have invited all to come to your table. What a message that song conveys, that no matter our sin, no matter our deception, no matter our untruth, no matter our ways of straying from you, you invite us to come. And you not only invite us, you come seeking us out. Lord, may we ponder. May we consider the message of the next song, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love that you have. To search for that one. To leave the others and to search for that one. Lord, may we each recognize that you have searched for us. That's how much you love each and every one of your children. Lord, we thank you for the sense of being rescued. We thank you that the lost has been found in the grace and mercy of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I pray that these are not mere words of prayer. These are words of faith that infuse our hearts and our minds as we go out into the kingdom here on earth, where you give us the opportunity to build that kingdom in the power and the guidance of your Holy Spirit, that we can truly be the light to the world through Jesus Christ. Lord, in a world where there is hurt, in a world where there is depression, in a world where there is mental health issues, in a world where there is crime and violence, hatred and war, Lord, we pray for that time of healing. We pray for that time of security. We pray for that time of peace. And yes, Lord, in our prayer this morning, may we be bold enough to pray for that coming return of Jesus Christ. For only then, when Christ returns, will there be peace. And in this time in between, we pray for a sense of unity. We pray for this congregation as we prepare for next weekend to meet and greet and to hear and to discern your will on that position of pastor of music and worship. Lord, we pray for Ryan and for his family in these days. We pray for their hope and pray for their discernment. Lord, we pray for this congregation, for all. We pray that we would come to that meeting, we would come to that time of worship, seeking and doing your will. Lord, reveal to us as individuals and as a congregation what you want for us. Lord, help us to be faithful. And Lord, in the great compassion that you offer, we lift up to you Jenna Stuckey, who is not feeling well at all, even this day. Lord, we pray for the treatment, we pray for wisdom for the doctors, and we pray for her release from the pain and the not feeling well that she's enduring. We continue to pray for Leah and Eric and Sarah. We pray for Dan and Paulette, and we pray for Jody and Tracy. Lord, we pray for those of our congregation that are homebound or living in a care facility. We pray that they would always know of your nearness and of your touch. We pray as a church family that we can minister and offer hope. Lord, we offer this prayer in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
This morning's scripture is taken from the Gospel of Luke. It can be read It will be reading chapter 15, verses 1 through 10, and it can be found on page 1035 of your pew Bible. Luke 15, 1 through 10. Now the tax collectors and sinners were all gathering around to hear him, but the Pharisees and the teachers of the law muttered, "This man welcomes sinners and eats with them." Then Jesus told them this parable. Suppose one of you has 100 sheep and loses one of them. Does he not leave the 99 in the open country and go after the lost sheep until he finds it? And when he finds it, he joyfully puts it on his shoulders and goes home. Then he calls his friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep." I tell you that in the same way, there will be more rejoicing in heaven over one sinner who repents than over 99 righteous persons who do not need to repent. Or suppose a woman has 10 silver coins and loses one. Does she not light a lamp, sweep the house, and search carefully until she finds it? And when she finds it, she calls her friends and neighbors together and says, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost coin." In the same way, I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. This is God's holy word.
He is King, He's the King of all the earth. He is Lord, He's the Lord.